Oh, Pedro, you're unmuted.
Well, no, he goes to the hiring committee. Well, not like.
How to get away with it is
yeah.
Is that
well,
we're a clean operation, no corruption, so you can see the difference in the world. It's only like $300, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all right, well, first of all, I wish to that other one. I mean, we need to
does the sound go through to there with a different microphone?
Yeah, so
no, okay,
you might have to use computer microphones because
yep.
We can hear them. So we can hear them on this computer. They can't hear us. So we might have to do what we did in the previous meeting and just swap our
updates. Yeah.
Because the sound output is mine, it's going to be a lot easier to switch because you don't have to have your volume on.
David says you can hear some Gmail.
I think
that might be because we're unmuted.
Yes.
Yeah, so just to clarify to Zoom people and everyone what's going on, we're
Ellen, you were unmuted, but I can't actually hear you.
Test.
The speaker works.
Okay, can people on the Zoom call hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you try and talk and I can't do that.
So we can't have the audio.
So they'll just have to.
Test. Okay. Okay, so we're going to try to use a makeshift solution. Please bear with us. So to speak within the room, you'll have to use your the Zoom call. So you'll have to unmute yourself. Please make sure to remain muted when you're not speaking. People joining online, please just give us a moment before you start speaking because Courtney will have to adjust the system audio so we can all hear you. There's unidentified feedback, so we kind of have to make this switch every time. I think we'll try that. We'll see how that goes and we can reevaluate if need be. So we had left off at attendance.
We're going to have to I'll just put it really small so we don't have feedback.
Or maybe people online, can you just say in the chat if you're present? Okay. So, Stephen, the quorum would be 10, I believe. So Christian Fotang?
Here.
I see he said present. Pedro's here, Chris Beasley. Levi Flamin, Michael Griffiths, Stephen Rates, Ellen Tam, Adrian Lamb, Mason Peach, Nathan Thiessen, Muniba Kadir, Amir Mohammed, Damon Atwood, I believe, is present. Elma, Jillian Eisenstadt, Noor Abdelwahab, Laurel Ford, Megan Garba, and I believe I'm using the old sheet again, Precious. And myself, Jacob, and I believe Mark are also present. Okay, Council, thank you for bearing with us. The tech And this room seems to change from meeting to meeting, so it's kind of always a surprise. So I am going to just skip over speaker's business today, just considering we're running pretty behind. If there's anything you have questions about, feel free to reach out. So we'll move to the consent agenda. The consent agenda does have a number of items today. So for your information, we have the minutes from December 5th, December 12th. We have the approval of amendments to Bylaw 6100 regarding DFU referendum petitions. And we have the omnibus approval of SRA referendum questions for ESS, HCA, IHCC, ISA, and OASIS. Are there any objections or clarifications regarding the consent agenda as it's presented? Okay, seeing none, we'll take the consent agenda as approved by unanimous consent. Thank you, Council. So we do not have presentations today, so we'll move to Executive Committee and Board of Governor reports, if there is one. So executives, are there oral reports for today's meeting?
Yes, some of the others are going. We have one from, I believe, Chris, Pedro, and myself.
Sorry, people online, just make sure you raise your hand because we'll need to switch the audio on. So, Fotang, you can speak now if you'd like.
Thank you. It's Pedro and myself, so we'll start with Chris.
Hello, Council. I'll keep this brief. On Monday, we were able to put out a press release around international work hours, which is really good, along with a lot of partners in our provincial sphere. So we got about 200,000 students represented by about 20-ish schools able to coincide with that. Out of that, we got at least 11 and counting pieces of media. So just very happy we were able to put some narratives around what's really going on with international students and around some of the affordability challenges that we need to be addressing. Yeah, that's about it for me. Oh, also in Calgary for a cause conference, as are most of the executives. And so apologies for that, Council.
Yes, I believe I am next and then it's Christian. The very happy, sorry, I'll turn my camera on. I hope you can all see me. Most of my council report can be found in the late editions. My apologies that it was a little bit behind. I was hoping to get some extra information that came in a little bit later in the week last week. Really happy with some of the things that have come forward. It can also, all the details can mostly be found in the council report, but just wanted to highlight in this open session, in this speaking session now, just that ZTC has reached its highest level ever this year for the highest term, second consecutive time where it's just beat its highest term at 32.7% of class sections. And that's really, really awesome. It has made the fall, the 2023-24 academic year, the highest ZTC academic year yet. And that's super awesome to see. The details of that are found in the report. And then the other major detail that's in that report is that the academic materials program will not be coming in fall 2024. And yeah, just huge congratulations to all the student leaders that participated in the advocacy around that. Super, super happy with that too. And yeah, if you have any questions about that, feel free to reach out. But a lot of the details, again, can be found just in the late editions there.
Mr. Speaker, I'm also gonna, because I'll look to Levi as well, because I know he's in the council chambers, if he has any updates himself.
So we'll go, yeah, I guess just following the regular order, we can go Levi and then President Fotang. So Levi, please go ahead. Okay, thank you, Council. So just a couple things really quick from me. You might have already seen it in our Council group chat, but yesterday was the first day of UASU Member Mondays. So if you're a Avid Perks user, you might have seen that showing up yesterday. So Member Mondays, 10% off almost everything at UASU businesses. Dewey's, Subprint, Balmoral Lounge, Submartin Daily Grind. Some exceptions apply. We can't discount lottery. We can't discount ETS products, postage, gift cards, vouchers, and a few other things. But generally, everything else is fair game. So if you want a burger and a beer and a pool game of pool over at Dewey's after class on a Monday, or if you need a case of Monster at Subprint to get you through a study session, coffee at Daily Grind, last-minute report at Subprint, or a poster for event, student group event that you want to advertise, 10% off every Monday from open to close with very few restrictions. So that's super exciting. Also posted in the group chat, I think it was last week. So our USU deals and discounts page, one of my big campaign points this year to mimic what other associations have done is to kind of conglomerate a bunch of different deals and discounts, post them all in one place. The link itself went live towards the beginning of the month, but now it's actually kind of visible. So from the main USU page, under the About Your SU drop-down menu, if you go to Deals and Discounts, everything's right there. So right at the very top, it highlights USU members Mondays, but there's a bunch of other stuff on there, Choice Hotels, Cineplex and Wham, which we probably already knew about, Rexall, what else? SBC, which is also going really well since we released those as Perks Prizes. And, Bulk Barn, Sherlock Holmes, a bunch of other stuff. Still a work in progress. We are trying to populate that with more opportunities as they become available or as we learn of them. If you know of something that's not on that list, feel free to reach out. Or if at any point somebody notices that something is there and has expired and it's no longer eligible, feel free to also reach out. And then we can look into that and take that off. Third, I believe early or mid-fall, we had mentioned that we had partnered with Too Good To Go. That I don't have specific numbers, but I've been assured that uptake on that has exceeded expectations, which A, we're getting soon to expire or soon to not be in the best condition stuff from like pastries from Daily Grind and stuff into the hands of students for a deep discount, but also preventing stuff from being sent to the landfill. So hooray for a win on affordability and a win on sustainability. And that's all I can remember. So I'm going to stop there. Oh, and now I have to find my mute button again. Sorry. I'm a huge doofus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will go next. So again, I want to echo and congratulate Levi and Pedro on a lot of the great work that they've announced so far, especially on the publishing of discounts, you know, everything we can do to just support students, especially through these very trying times, as well as kind of wanting to highlight the work that was done on AMP and congratulating Pedro on that document and leading the faculty associations and council and the different avenues in our governance process that raised the concerns with AMP, which I believe kind of led to the university having to, you know, think twice about the proposals that came in and have deferred it to later time in future years. But all in all, thank you, Council, for your hard work on that. Updates on my end, I want to really thank the students who came out last Friday for the tuition town hall, especially given the pressing concerns and proposals the university has brought forward. There were great questions and statements being put forward to the university around just the pressure students are experiencing, the need for the university to better do a better job around its advocacy to the government, but also the need that students should be the ones balancing, you know, the university's budget, especially that given that the government has the funding and ability to really support students through these very difficult periods. Also want to give a shout out to Chris, who's been really leading a strong and very robust conversations here at Cost Counterparts, and I look forward to updating council next time once we've wrapped everything up.
Force of habit. Okay, thank you, executives, for your reports. I didn't see a report from the board rep. So any boards or committees of council that have a report today? Okay, any members of council having individual reports? Jill?
Okay, several people have asked me for a little update. Sur la délégation du campus Saint-Jean-Sherbrooke, nous avons placé quatrième contre les universités de McGill, Concordia ou Ottawa UDM, genre comme ça. And okay, I'll just say it in English. I'm gonna give you guys an update. Campus Saint-Jean, they came fourth in Sherbrooke in Quebec, in front of McGill, in front of top universities from the east. I know you're like, Joe, we saw the Instagram post, like, shut it. But no, it's a big deal for students, you know, who express themselves in French at U of A, because, you know, when given the opportunity, they consistently show how strong they can be despite sort of linguistic minority contacts against these behemoth universities. We only have 1,000 students. Most of the students that went aren't even in political science at the political science games. So proud to be a CSJ student right now, and I'm proud of them, so.
Hey, thank you, Jill. And yeah, congrats to the CSJ team. So seeing no further reports, we will move to open forum. Are there students at council wanting to make statements or ask questions today? Okay. Sorry. Yes. Just so everyone can hear you online. And if you're online and you'd like to speak, please just raise your hand. Just let me know when you're ready. You're the only one who's come forward, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no worries. Knock knock jokes, anyone in the room? Okay, so Max, I see you in the call. So when you're ready, and just let us know whether it's a statement or a question.
All right, so can you hear me on there? Perfect. So yeah, this will just be a statement. All right. So, I mean, Happy New Year, everyone. Last time I was here was December. And speaking of last time I was here, I seem to remember that the student council was reminded that when it comes to making statements on Palestine, the genocide in Gaza at the moment, that we should be aware of student council's lack of impact on international affairs. And I would agree with this largely. It's true. However, that fact should not and is not a good justification to dissuade student council from speaking more and putting out a statement in support of our Palestinian students, because that is where it matters here at the U of A. It, again, irrespective of any sort of impact or outside of the school, it, even if there's none, that doesn't matter. I often, like, you know, find myself asking, like, you know, why do I, or maybe anyone who speaks on this, still come here, right? Again, I could easily subscribe to the idea, you know, it's not effective, won't really do anything. It, you know, why am I wasting my, you know, effort, right? After all, we're just, you know, one of many universities in one of many countries. However, it seems to me that if nothing else, this issue is about what the students' union, the students' council, can bring symbolically. Even if nothing else happens, the symbolic support for Palestinian staff, for students, knowing that their university is behind them, or at least, the very least, the students that represent them are behind them, and feeling safe, not just safe, but heard as well, again, by our students' union, right? Because again, I understand there is that disconnect between our students' union and our university administration. However, and in many issues such as tuition, what we've talked about, of course, right? However, that should not dissuade our students' union from lending the right amount of support, a forceful, supportive statement to make all impacted by this Palestinian students or faculty and those who are not.
If you could please just wrap up.
Sorry, yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Just come to a close.
Feel safe. Anyway, thank you. Yeah.
If you'd like to make more statements, you'll have an opportunity. Okay. Is there anyone else present wishing to make statement or ask a question? I see Prometheus, who has joined online. Prometheus, we're just having some tech issues, so I'll give you the go ahead when we're ready, and you can go now.
Hey, delay test. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, perfect. So a question for Christian Foteng. Is the Board of Governors talking about the University of Alberta and Palestine? And if so, what are they saying?
Thanks. Everybody's getting mark issues ready. The board hasn't met yet. I believe there's going to be a Board of Governors, GFC, and Senate Summit meeting happening later this Friday. So perhaps those discussions could come up there. But in regards to Board of Governors meetings, it hasn't been a point of discussion, aside from maybe what supports have been offered to students impacted.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other students wishing to make statements or ask questions? Okay, we can go to a second round if there are students wanting to make a second statement or question. Okay, Prometheus, please go ahead.
Another question directed again at Foteng for can you bring up the issues that we've been having as Palestinian students on campus at the upcoming Board of Governors meeting?
I would be happy to do that. And Prometheus, if you also want to meet offline and just kind of discuss any specific points you'd like me to raise, whether it's my committee meetings or general board meetings, I'd be happy to do so. And also, I don't know if I can see Board of Governor rates is there. I mean, there are other committees that they're in as well. So if you'd also like to connect with them, speaking on behalf of Stephen, I don't need to, but yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other second or first round statements or questions? Okay. Any statements or questions just generally? Okay, this is the last call for statements or questions for open forum. Okay, seeing none, we'll bring open forum to a close. Thank you to the students who attended and participated. At this point, we'll go into question period. Are there any members of council who would like to ask questions or make statements directed to another member? Okay, seeing none, that brings us to the end of a quick question period. So moving down the agenda, we have no unfinished business at today's meeting, so we'll jump into board and committee business. The first motion is to amend the 2023-24 council meeting schedule by rescheduling the March 19th meeting to occur in conjunction with a retreat held at Augustana campus on March 23rd, 2024. I'll ask Adrian to provide an introduction for this one. Please go ahead when ready.
Okay, hopefully everyone can hear me. Yeah, so it's pretty self-explanatory. We're trying to hold our retreat at Augustana on March 23rd. I encourage everyone to please vote yes, because it is mandatory according to our bylaws, and it's like the last possible date because scheduling is horrendous. That's all I have to say.
Before we go into any discussion, just kind of a shout out to Adrian and staff for their work on this. We had had a date set for the fall, two dates set for the fall, but we were disrupted both times. One of them actually fell during the university's open house, and there was just conflicts that came up. So thank you for your perseverance. So at this point, is there any discussion on this motion? Any members of council? Okay, we'll go Pedro online. Please go ahead.
The only kind of question I have is that based on the election timeline, which is, I think, the next motion, March 23rd would be the Saturday after the council election, which is all to say, like, if there are councillors now that are planning on rerunning, it may be just a time of particular busyness and stress over that, because they'll have had a busy week. If there's no other better time, because also, like, to be frank, the week before, it's also when councillors are preparing for that election, and I don't know if that's any better. And then the week before that is the weekend after the executive election. But it's just to highlight that as the only conflict that I identified.
Hey, thank you for raising that. Is there any further discussion on this motion? Last call for discussion. Okay, so seeing no further discussion, we'll move into a vote. So we will be using the voting app for today's meeting. The link was sent in the group chat. Please let me know if you have any issues with that. Sorry, I'm just getting it ready here.
If you haven't noticed, we've been having some tech problems today.
Okay, the vote should now be live. Again, please just let me know if you have any problems. It appears we're just missing two votes. Let me know if you're having issues, but this will be a last call. Okay, so with that, we'll bring the vote to a close. With 12 in favor and 2 opposed, that motion is carried. And the March 19th is rescheduled to occur in conjunction with the retreat at Augustana on March 23rd, 2024. Again, thank you to the work of our lovely CAC chair and staff. So at this point, we will move to the motion to approve the amendments to Regulation 320.02 election dates. Is it Pedro that will be introducing this motion? Okay. When you're ready, please go ahead.
I am ready. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, I bugged a lot of counselors about this for a little bit, and Levi was a wonderful help in putting together the final draft of regulations that are before you. Essentially, the reason it's come up is because when the regulations were changed last year, they were written in a way that only works for certain specific amounts of years. Like a great example of this is that sometimes depending on what the calendar year is like, the first Monday in September comes after the first Wednesday in September. And that caused a couple of issues. What that would have meant for the election this year, unfortunately for the CRO, would have been that it would have been a 3-week long election. And it just would have been a whole thing. Levi and I worked together to come up with a set of new regulations. We surveyed a couple of council members, a lot of council members, to get their perspectives, and ultimately came back with something that aligned with the majority of the thought. And this has been reflected in the nomination package. But yeah, happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Pedro. Any discussion on this item? Last call for discussion. Okay, seeing none, we'll move to a vote again through the vote app. And the vote is live now. It looks like we're still missing 3 votes. Just a last call to submit your votes if you would like to. Okay, so we will end the vote with 13 in favor and 1 opposed. That motion is carried. Thank you, Council. Continuing down the agenda, we have the motion to approve Regulation 110.119, Students Council Initiative Funds. I'll ask Adrian to introduce this.
Hey, yeah, so the Student Council Initiative Fund, this regulation we're introducing is just to kind of create a process and a procedure so that we as council are able to use that money. So all the relevant information would have been included in the order papers. But yeah, that's all I got to say.
Hey, thank you. Is there any discussion on this item? Okay, we will start in the room. So Nathan, please go ahead.
I just want to thank Speaker Christian Zukowski for all his work on this. I mean, it's nice to actually have a mechanism to release these funds and get to work on behalf of students with this funds. And again, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Adrian Lam, for pushing this through.
Okay, thank you. So joining us online, Pedro, please go ahead when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am ready. I think this is phenomenal work. Great job, everybody involved. And great job with the categorization. The only thing I would mention is that I think in the procedure, there should be some sort of way, much like how the consent agenda, a member can like pull the item and bring it to discussion. I think in a very similar way, a member should be able to pull a minor expense proposal up for discussion at the next meeting. Just in case, I just find that some things may sound a little bit good, especially because they're coming from the people that are making the proposal who are going to highlight all the benefits. But in order for council members to be fully informed and vote, I think it's good to sometimes have a discussion. That's not to take away from the fast tracking of certain things that are a little bit more trivial and don't require as much discussion, which has been very clearly and beautifully outlined here. But just to give that ability in case it's necessary. It would require an amendment to, I think, section 4. And I'm happy to make a motion on that, but I would love to hear other thoughts if there are any from the room on that.
So I think in theory, if like for an e-vote, a member could reply and request a motion to like postpone it to the next meeting, but I understand that's not the clearest process. I'll leave it to council to see if they would like an amendment to that effect. Pedro, if you have specific wording, could you just send it over to me?
If you give me like 20 seconds, I can. Just give me a moment.
Okay, we can continue with discussion if there is any. Is there any further discussion on this item?
Zukowski, I sent something in the chat. The reason that I worded it like that was because, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason I worded it like that was because it allows, it specifies that it has to be at the next meeting, which also means that if the e-vote had gone live after like the order papers deadline, it would put it against regulation for it to not, it essentially, I think, allows it to be added into the late additions, which should expedite even if there is potential misuse of this regulation. But it does give, you know, council members the leeway to just bring things back to a discussion, essentially. I think happy, I would love the bylaw folk in the room though to just improve it though.
Okay. Just to clarify, you said section 4.
I think it should go under section 4 as the new point 3, and it would make the current point 3.4.
Okay, thank you. You can all see the proposed amendment in the chat. Maybe just a quick ask if anyone has any issues with it before we actually make it a motion. I see Adrian has his hand up.
Yeah, this is just a like a question procedurally, because like if we like with the wording and you showed your explanation, like you wanted to bring it like on the late editions, but wouldn't it also have to be approved by the speaker then to be put on the agenda because of it, by virtue of it being on the late ads? Just wondering how that would work, because there's also that potential that this speaker can say that it's not a pressing matter and then not allow on the late ads. So trying to balance that and figure that out, I guess.
Totally. I mean, I think it would be the same as when what's a good example here, Zukowski, of something that says it has to come to the next council? The ratification of election results, right? They may come out after the order paper deadline some years, but because the regulation specifies that they have to come at the next meeting of council, that essentially is the I think the motivation, or not motivation, the backing to allow them into the late editions. Yes, the speaker would always still have to approve, but it gives kind of that ability.
Thanks, Christian. Just thinking about this, what's going to happen if this amendment is ever used? Pedro, is essentially people that are concerned about the vote won't know that it's going to happen until the vote's happening. So what will likely happen is they'll say, whoa, 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 we need to suspend this until the next meeting. But by that point, you know, X amount of people might have already voted. So what I would suggest, I mean, I'm not against the amendment, but what I would suggest is just putting in a requirement that any e-vote that's distributed by the speaker gives some sort of notice to the student council. So if someone has an objection, they have to raise it within that period before the vote. Not otherwise, you'll just have people objecting during the vote.
I really like that. I think there is a.
You mind if I go, Pedro?
Oh, sorry, Zukowski. Go ahead.
Sorry, we switched the speaker. Just purely from my perspective, I think kind of a waiting period before the e-vote is live is doable. We just have to make sure that it's worded into the amendment. I did see Pedro start to talk though, so we'll go back to Pedro.
All that I was going to ask was more to Adrian to just identify the Adrian or Thiessen or whoever, to just identify how pressing this regulation change is, just because I would love to get like this wording right. And not to say that it can't be done right now, but it just may benefit from a little bit of a discussion elsewhere. I just don't know if this has gone through bylaw or not.
We can come into the room to Levi.
I think I got it. So after, I mean, I'm against the amendment. Oh wait, I guess I can't argue the main motion yet. I'm basically just seconding what Adrian said, but if this I, whether this passes or not, I have thoughts on the whole thing anyway.
Oh, okay. So I've heard, sorry, Adrian, was that a hand? Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah, just a response to your question, Pedro. It's not pressing in the fact that it has to be done today, but also I would put it up there because our term is very quickly coming to an end, and it's better to get this done in case any of our committees would like to be able to access that fund. That being said, it is like council's decision if they we want to postpone it till our next meeting.
Okay, so I'm thinking what we'll do is I'll see if there's an amendment, and then we'll see if we want to send it to a committee. And then if we send it to a committee, the amendment would also go to the committee for consideration.
two separate
motions? We'll just see if anyone makes the motions. So is there an amendment that anyone would like to offer for this motion formally? Any motion to amend? Just want to confirm, Pedro, is there a motion coming forward? Oh, okay.
Yes, I would love to offer that a motion to amend point two to state this, a point 4.2 to state what has been sent in the chat. Essentially, what was added was a 24-hour notification period of the coming motion, which allows any member to potentially pull it at, per Damon's suggestion that I very much agree with. And then if a council member, if it's not pulled, it goes as an e-vote. If a council member asks that the motion be delayed, that it will be added to the agenda of the next council meeting.
Okay, could I please have a seconder for this amendment?
Maybe just a moment to read.
Is that a second? Okay, Adrian Lam seconds. Okay, so now first, I did hear talk about sending this to a committee. Is there a motion to that effect? Okay, I see a motion from Levi to refer the item to a committee. Do you have a preference for which committee? It came from CAF. But...
generally, anything in regulation, I feel, usually is better suited for bylaw. And given that CAF already took a crack at it, maybe giving it to a fresh set of eyes.
Okay, so the motion is to refer the item to the bylaw committee. Is there a second for this motion? I see Amir. Okay, so how this works is we'll consider commit first or refer first. And if that's successful, the motion and the amendment will go to bylaw committee to be considered. If it fails, we'll just consider the amendment here in council. Mm-hmm. So Levi, would you like to kind of give an argument as to why it should be referred to bylaw committee?
Oh, cool. That was hand. Thank you. I mean, basically, anytime there's any modicum of debate, wordsmithing and amendments and stuff, that should have been done at committee. And maybe if there's this much back and forth and questions that have arisen that haven't been answered yet, I mean, we have committees for this reason, to prevent the back and forth from making it to the plenary floor. So maybe, like I said, give it just to a fresh set of eyes. I already mentioned to myself that I've noticed a few things that I would change, that I wouldn't be, amendment or not, I wouldn't be, I'd be in favor of tweaking. So being able to bring that to bylaw and share my thoughts in a smaller, more intimate setting, maybe.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else wanting to discuss referring it specifically to bylaw committee? Any discussion on the referral? Okay, so seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the motion to refer the item to the bylaw committee. If the motion is successful, the amendment will also go with it. So we'll just do a simple vote by hands. All those in favor of referring to bylaw committee, please raise. Those in favor. Okay, please lower. All those opposed to referring to the bylaw committee. Those opposed. Okay, so seeing 13 in favor and 1 opposed, the motion is referred to bylaw committee along with the amendment for consideration there. So that ends discussion on the motion for us today. So we'll move down the agenda to the next motion, which is to approve the 2023 UASU audit findings reports. I'll turn it over to our lovely audit chair, Nathan Thiessen. Please take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good evening, Council. To summarize, the UASU audit report is that no news is good news. Again, a substantial betterment, a substantial improvement from last year's audit. There's nothing major to report, no items of concern that is left to the Students' Council or the Students' Union to oversee or reform. Again, this presentation, the report has been in this order papers for a month at this point, and there's nothing to report. I just thank the efforts of the audit committee, and I am hoping to get this passed tonight so we can conclude this matter now. Thank you.
Just before we get into discussion, out of curiosity and just for information, I think it's a good idea to know, Nathan or Christian Fotang, do you know, does this go to the Board of Governors? No?
Okay. Yes, the PSLA requires that we send this to the Board of Governors. Well, one of these, that we have to send our audits to the Board of Governors.
Okay, so just so Council is aware, the Board of Governors does see this, but doesn't approve it. Any discussion on the 2023 audit findings report? I see Amir, please go ahead.
Is there any specific reason why there was no presentation to council from the auditing firm?
I don't know if the audit chair would like to respond.
I can respond to that. Again, as audit chair, I did receive a presentation from KPMG with delegated authority. I approved the presentation of the, again, audit to me as part of the audit committee. The fact is, considering that there were no major concerns, I did not see the need to invite them to this meeting. I did invite them to the original meeting where I had it set in order papers to be presented earlier this month. However, there are some time conflicts on KPMG's end. However, at this time, considering, again, there's no contentious matters on this issue, that Student Council had the agency to look over the order papers for a month at this point, I do, and no concerns were raised to me by any members of Council, I do believe it is appropriate to approve the 2023 UASU Audit Findings Report.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? We'll go to Levi.
So I just want to say that this is a significant improvement over last year. If you go through the prior year observations, there's a whole whack of them in there. Some of them go as far back as, I guess just 2020, which isn't terrible. But if I remember right from the one we had last year, there was some going back several years that hadn't been addressed. The one about the renting spaces bank account, like the assets were sold and transferred to DSU as early as 2017, but yet several years later, that bank's account still hadn't been closed. This year it has, so that's good. But I think it's just props to everybody involved for taking the observations that our external auditing team presented last year and be like, yes, we take these seriously and we're going to fix them. as opposed to just, yeah, we see your observations and we're just going to throw them in the shredder. These are highly paid professionals. They do a lot of good work to keep us accountable and to keep the SU accountable, really. And so it shows a lot that we're taking these seriously. We're correcting any issues that they identify, as opposed to being combative and be like, nope, we're doing it this way, regardless of what you say or what suggestions you have. So hopefully we can keep that number of your prior year observations down in the future.
Thank you, Levi. Any further discussion on the audit report? Any first time discussion on the audit report? Okay, seeing none, we'll go to Nathan.
And just to conclude this item, again, at the end of the day, what this audit report is telling us is that, again, the Students' Union has been responsible for students' money. I do know that a lot of counselors campaign on financial responsibility and accountability. And through this audit and what we have found today and what has been reported to the audit committee and to the Students' Council and to the UASU through KPMG, we have upheld, again, a standard of transparency and accountability to the students we represent.
Okay, thank you. Last call for discussion. Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. Again, through the vote app, the vote will be live in about 5 seconds. Okay, the vote is live. I only have 7 votes. Please ensure that you submit your vote. Last call for votes. Okay, ending the vote. Thank you. With 12 votes in favor, none opposed, and 1 abstention noted on the app, the motion is carried and the report is approved. Thank you, Audit Committee, for that. Continuing down the agenda, we end off the meeting with a few committee vacancies. So the first is a motion to nominate 1 member of council to the council administration committee. I'll ask Adrian to briefly introduce the committee and maybe just say what the meeting schedule is.
Yeah, so council administration committee, or CAC, it's kind of just a committee where we kind of discuss a variety of different items. So we don't really have a standing kind of like list of items we have to get done other than student at large nominations when needed. But it's just a great committee to kind of bring forward any questions you might have that don't necessarily fit into council, so to speak. We meet Every council Tuesday before council from 5 to 6, and there's food. So that's always a bonus.
I think also to, just to clarify, all members of council are members of CAC, but if you become a permanent member of CAC, or I guess we call them Class A's now, you get to stay during closed session parts of CAC, which is, I'm not even allowed to stay in those. I'm sure it's very exciting. So we receive no written nominations. Are there any nominations from the floor for this committee? I see Amir.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Ellen Tam.
Okay. This is the first time we've done this since you've joined, so basically just let me know whether you accept or decline the nomination. You accept? Okay. So are there any further nominations from the floor? Any further nominations? Okay, seeing no further nominations, and we have one nominee for one position, is there any objection to declaring Ellen Tam appointed to the vacancy without speeches and all of that fun stuff? Any objection? Okay, seeing none, congratulations, Ellen, as our new member. Okay, continuing down, the next motion is to appoint one councillor to the bylaw committee. I'll ask our lovely chair, Jillian, if you could please give an introduction and just say when the committee meets.
Thanks, Speaker Zakowski. Bylaw committee is super fun. We talk about bylaw and we meet every second Friday. I believe now it is 12:30 to 1:30. Online only. It is myself, Stephen, Damon, Levi, and the wonderful Mark also joins us, as well as obviously Courtney and Asiel, who are also wonderful. So
thank you, Jill. Are there any nominations from the floor for the bylaw committee? Any nominations from the floor? Peer pressure is a bit of a tradition for these, but don't feel obliged if you don't want to. I see Pedro joining us online. Just go ahead when you're ready.
Would love to nominate Ellen.
Okay, Ellen. You're welcome to decline the nomination. I think your class is 12 to 12:15 or 12 to 12:50.
I will say the original time was 2, but the member who vacated was only available to vote. So it could move back to 2.
If it's okay, I can definitely do it. If you guys are okay with me going 10 minutes late, I will also do it.
Okay, so I don't know if people online heard all of that. It sounds like it may be workable, and there may be an option to change the meeting time even. So I believe Ellen accepts that nomination.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ellen accepts. Are there any further nominations from the floor? Christian Foteng, please go ahead.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, I couldn't quite hear you. Did Ellen accept or not? I wasn't sorry.
Ellen did accept, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Hey, any further nominations? Okay, seeing none, is there any objection to declaring Ellen appointed to the vacancy on bylaw committee? Any objection? Okay, seeing none, congratulations, Ellen. Okay, and we come to our final motion of today's meeting, which is to appoint one counselor to the Finance Committee. Levi is our chair? Yes. I had a brain accident. Anyways, it's been a long day. I'm a little tired. Could you please provide an introduction and the committee's waiting time?
I could. Everything should have been included in the submission because it's required. Basically, we meet every second Wednesday from 4:30 to 5:30. Meeting schedule, to the best of my knowledge, is flexible. But for the remainder of the year, a large focus is going to be around budget principles. So that, similar to the legislation that we do, any bylaw or policy first has to go through first reading, where you bring the principles of the intended change. Once that passes committee and then passes council, we'll take it back, and that's what we'll use to craft the operating and capital budget for next year. So that will come back again later in the year. But as far as our substantial workload, like reviewing DFUs and stuff, that's largely done. I think the remaining thing we have to do this year is budget principles and just wrapping up some of the fee governance review stuff from that Julia left me from last year. Members. So members of the committee are myself, Michael, who else? Mason is on there. Laurel is on there. And then a couple of students at large, Melissa Syriac and Colton Moronic. So we do have one more seat we need to fill. And I'm just rambling, so I'm going to stop now.
Okay, thank you, Levi, for that introduction. Are there any nominations from the floor for the Finance Committee? Levi?
I nominate Ellen Down.
Okay, thank you. Ellen?
Oh. Sorry, I heard this offer.
Okay. So Ellen declines. Pedro had also nominated you, just for everyone's. Yeah. Amir, please go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Thiessen.
Okay, Nathan. Nathan accepts. Are there any further nominations from the floor? Any further nominations? Okay, is there any objection to declaring Nathan Thiessen appointed to the Finance Committee? Okay, seeing no objection, congratulations, Nathan, as our new Finance Committee member.
I don't know.
Okay, Council, that brings us to the end of today's agenda. Before we take attendance and adjourn, though, I just want to make a quick announcement. Executive and general elections are coming up. If you are a current member of council and you plan on running in the executive elections, you are required to take a leave of absence from council. If you plan on running, please let me know. And I see a little few confused faces. We can discuss the process for that. If you're worried about the publicity of the fact that you're running, that it'll be kept between us. So yes, please reach out if you plan on running. I'll also be sending out an email reminder. Okay, Pedro, please go ahead.
When would the leave of absence start?
I need to confirm this. I believe it's yes, so close of nominations to the conclusion of voting. Usually it's only one meeting, but we'll have to confirm the schedule. Anything further, Adrian?
Just to double check, if I recall correctly, if it's an uncontested race, you don't need to take a leave, or is it just a leave outright?
I believe that's correct, but still touch base, and we'll confirm that for you. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Because you won't know until then, so it, like, talk to me beforehand. Anything else before adjournment? Okay, we'll take attendance quickly. Okay, I am going to start with Precious because my list is still not correct, so I apologize. Precious? Okay, then we'll go Christian Foteng. And again, feel free to just say in the chat if you're present. Pedro Almeida.
Christian was here, and I'm also here.
Chris Beasley.
I'm also here.
Levi Flamin.
Yep.
Michael Griffiths.
Here.
Stephen Rates. Yeah. Thank you. Ellen Tam, Adrian Lam, Mason Peach, Nathan Thiessen,
here.
Muniba Kadir,
here.
Amir Muhammad,
yep.
Damon Atwood, I see said here in the chat. El Malahi,
here.
Yeah, she did. Jillian Eisenstadt, thank you. Noor Abdelwahab says here. Laurel Ford. Megan Garbutt. Megan says here. And I am present. Jacob is present. And I don't see Mark. Okay, so we adjourn at 7:35 p.m. Have a great night, Council. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Maybe.